Welcome to the fifth installation of the G20 Report for Friday, June 25th, 2010. The G20 Report is your daily rundown of news about communities' resistance to the G8 and G20 capitalist agendas from the streets of Toronto to you, produced by the G20 Alternative Media Center. Thursday marked the fourth day of themed resistance to abolish the G8 and G20. The theme was Indigenous Sovereignty and featured a rally and march in downtown Toronto. 2,000 Indigenous people and allies gathered at Queen's Park, Ontario's provincial legislature, to expose Canada's continued legacy of colonization, assimilation, and genocide. The event was titled Canada Can't Hide Genocide, an Indigenous Day of Action, and was co-coordinated by Defenders of the Land, a network of Indigenous communities united in defense of our lands, Indigenous rights, and Mother Earth. Darlene Ritchie is with the Council Fire.
Here on behalf of Toronto Council Fire and extend our appreciation for all the support that we see. Toronto Council Fire has been serving consistently about 150,000 people a year. Those on reserve, off reserve individuals who come to the city to seek a better way of life oftentimes find their way to Council Fire. In Canada today, there's over 500 missing women, 584 to be exact, determined by the Native Women's Association. In March 2010, Stephen Harper cut the funding to the Native Women's Association that the money that was going to go to the Sisters in Spirit campaign to identify ways and means of protecting women and ways and means of making sure that we don't lose anymore. Those missing women have gone as a direct result of the Indian Act. And the Indian Act is alive and well here in Canada today in 2010. Racism is legislated. Discrimination is legislated. It's systematic. And as we go forward on this walk, we should let the world know. Each and every one of us need to let the world know that this injustice in Canada and the abuses against Aboriginal women and the abuses against First Nations people and the taking of their land and the disrespect and disregard for our Mother the Earth is not acceptable. And as we stand here today, you know and I know we drink the same water, we breathe the same air, we eat the same food. We're in this together. We're in this together. And so as the world, in the world, as they bomb, as they drop bombs and wage war in other countries, it has an impact here. That our spirits are all affected, all impacted by that war. And so it's incumbent upon each and every one of us to speak out for the rights of all living things, not just us as people. The rights of all living things. And the fact that the Creator put these resources here on this turtle to support the existence of all living things, not just a select few pigs who can get to the trough first and claim everything as theirs. Donnie.
Arthur Emmanuel addressed the gathering.
First of all, I'd like to thank the people whose territory we're on here. Greatly appreciate the people showing up here today to this very important event, which involves, I guess, putting the G8 G20 on notice that we reject what they are up to in terms of trying to consolidate, you know, the power and the wealth at a global level. And we support the Defenders of the Land, the local economies of Indigenous people throughout the world. And Indigenous people have always been very powerful in terms of fighting against big government and big companies. You know, in the Canadian court system here in Canada, the Haida case and Dalgamuk and all these different other legal cases, there's always been Indigenous people that have been leading the struggle in terms of defending the land from these large corporations. Because I think people have to realize that the G8, G20 does not represent the best interest of people, generally speaking, when you have issues like global warming.
Ben Paulus is a member of the Indigenous Environmental Network.
We call on Canada specifically and other countries in the G20 to adopt and implement the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. We are calling for the creation of a land claims process in Canada that is respectful towards our nations, and for Canada to respectfully deal with all of the outstanding land claims and land claim processes within the country, and that they abandon their process of making our communities abandon their rights as a precondition for negotiations of any land claims. We call on Canada to stop the criminalization of Indigenous movements who are standing up to protect their rights and protect their lands. We're calling for action on the 584 missing and murdered Aboriginal women across Canada. And we are calling on Canada to respect our community's rights to say no to developments. We're calling on them to respect our people's rights to free, prior, and informed consent in all shapes and forms, in all policies, and all developments on our lands and territories.
Following the march, 100 people gathered at the Urban Native Centre to further discuss strengthening the ties between Aboriginal nations in the fight for Indigenous rights and sovereignty. 8 people from across Turtle Island addressed the gathering, mainly focusing on the need to build on the growing unity and grassroots movements they said were demonstrated at the march. Mohawk youth activist from Six Nations Missy Elliott spoke of how young people are working to build bridges among Indigenous nations.
What I see in my territory is there's a lot of divisions that are happening that we're allowing to happen. And it's really hard. All we're trying to do with the youth is trying to get a youth center in our territory. And our elders and our people are fighting amongst each other all the time. And while they're fighting, they're engaging this attack on our people. And I'm talking to our people right now that we need to go back to our territories. I'm sure it's being done, but we need to try as much as we can, and we're trying as young people as much as we can to unite our territories. Because if we don't unite our territories and start taking out those wampums, we have wampums with the Algonquins. Let's start taking them out and start re-establishing the connections we have between our territories. And if we can't start uniting our territories, they're tearing us apart and they're attacking us and they're just allowing us to fight amongst each other while they do all these things. And we are the ones that have to come together, because we're the protectors and defenders of the land. We're the ones that are placed here to do this, and if we don't come together, then we're going to be lost and there's going to be nothing to fight for anymore.
Later in the evening, around 200 people gathered for a night of solidarity and resistance at Steelworkers Hall. The forum was titled Confront the Invasion, Down with the G8 and G20, and featured music, spoken word poetry, videos, as well as a panel discussion with Native youth from across Turtle Island.
Our mother, the earth, is under attack right now. And because this is our mother, and because of our strong connection as Ongwahome people, because of our role as protectors, and with the land, our strong connection, this is a direct war and against our people, because our entire lives, our entire spirit is tied with the land. And I know it's hard to understand that with this concrete floor that's beneath us, having these shoes on, with all of the stuff that surrounds us, but that is our true connection. And today was really amazing to see a day, because, you know, these G8, G20, these international gatherings, it always brings out these big protests, obviously. But it was amazing to see Ongwahome people, Indigenous people, having such an amazing place within this movement and it being recognized by everybody of whose land you stand on.
This edition of G20 Report was produced by Tim McSorley and Candace Moores, with special thanks to John Bonner and all members of the G20 Alternative Media Center. The G20 Alternative Media Center is a temporary autonomous hub for independent media makers to cover resistance to the G8 and G20 in Toronto. For more G20-related news, visit 2010.mediacoop.ca.